Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is filling in for the morning shift. This is our regular 9 to 10. Now, 10 o'clock, Andy and Randy will be here. So all is good. You know, my mom gets nervous if she turns on at 9 and I didn't tell her.
That you're not on the air.
Yeah, she's like, what disaster did he get himself into now? You know, what kind of personal or professional fallout am I going to have to deal with?
But did you go to lunch again?
Say it again.
Did you go to lunch again?
Meaning what?
Lox and Bagel.
Oh, yeah, Lox and Bagel, yeah. The famous elimination of my position over a breakfast at Goldberg's, no less.
Did you have any idea? Like,
well, normally, just kind of CEO etiquette.
Yeah.
When your meal goes north of 90 minutes, I don't think you think you're getting fired.
Wow.
So
yeah, usually that's within the first 15 minutes.
It's usually 5 minutes.
Right.
And I've done it before, never happy about it. But what I don't do is bring someone somewhere, have a lovely meal where you have to have them kiss your butt because you're the boss for an hour and a half, and then lose your position after.
And get whacked.
Like, no. Like James Franklin would say, no. Like, you're making me uncomfortable, right? I don't really care that much about your family or your business.
No. No.
No, I don't.
Strong
yeah.
No.
I was like, I know you're cutting everybody's pay in the middle of COVID. What percentage of my pay are you looking to take?
Correct.
And he said, this is an hour and a half in.
100%.
Yeah, 100%. I said, let me think. Now, if I was making A and you take 100% of income and that is your new income, I believe we're left with zero.
So, I mean,
right?
I can tell you that every time I got cut from an NFL team, it was a very brief conversation.
Anytime I've ever had to do that.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. You didn't do anything wrong. It wasn't you. It's me.
Yeah, I got Lux and Bagel.
Thanks
so much.
I mean,
I was in the middle. I mean, I actually enjoyed some of my breakfast because I was like, oh. But he had a folder for everybody else. Of like, here's your new deal, which we're making you take because you're in a vulnerable position. He didn't have anything. So I'm looking around like, hey, where's my folder? Yeah, no, we're not gonna do that. We're gonna move on. And to do it, you know, to any Jewish man to be terminated at a Jewish deli, I mean you were gonna talk about taking a sacred place.
And tarnishing.
Tarnishing.
Yeah.
Tarnishing. It's
you get PTSD just driving past it.
There's so many Goldbergs.
I know.
It's like I can't avoid it. There's like so many locations. So I'm like driving down the road. It's like Alpharetta, I'm in trouble. East Cobb, I'm in trouble. I go down to the Battery, I'm in trouble. I'm on Roswell Road, I'm in trouble. I'm in Chamblee. There's Goldbergs everywhere. And I got to be thinking about being Lox and Bageled.
You're always reminded of it, Stakey. Always reminded of it.
It's 100%. I went 100% of them. Oh, damn. That ain't right. All right. You want to do things I learned over the weekend?
Let's do it.
It's Monday.
I know it's Monday.
And it's time for Things I've Learned.
On Monday.
A look back at the weekend on the Steakhouse.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
You know, we do this on occasion in the format. What's the record in sports that absolutely you don't believe could ever be broken?
Right.
Which one would you have said in the? Which ones jumped to mind in the past?
The Cal Ripken hits is what I think would ever be broken.
Cal Ripken
streak. Yes.
56 game hitting streak. That's DiMaggio's, right? Which nobody even really
has not even
been north of 40 or whatever. 100 points. Now that has a shot. People have been close enough. Averaging. Did he average 50 points in a season? Whatever it is. I thought the Wayne Gretzky records were just locked and loaded forever. Nobody ever dominated the sport even close.
But, hey, I'm going to try to force it to him if he's open.
Here is Ovechkin. Shoots! He scores! He scores! Number 895!
Alex Ovechkin. Did you watch any of the highlights or the stories behind it?
Yeah, awesome. Alex Ovechkin now is the NHL's all-time leading goal scorer. I thought what was really cool was I believe on Friday he had an opportunity to get the goals record at home. There was an empty net, and he took himself off the ice. He said, I'm not doing that. No, thank you. Saved it for yesterday and just ripped it.
And Wayne Gretzky being there.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Dude, he just a cannon. An absolute cannon and an absolute legend. Ovechkin gets it done. Meanwhile, speaking of legends, that's what Kelvin Sampson is, and he's one win away from finally getting his championship. And he was very proud to be beating an ACC and a superpower and Big 12 love.
I hear what people say. You know, Duke this, Duke that. Duke's great. John Shire is awesome. But don't sleep on Houston. Don't sleep on Houston. We weren't 34-4 playing in the Toy Poodle League. We were 19-1 in the Big 12. Glenn in the Big 12 helped us. Shout out to my Big 12 brethren, Coach Brett Yermark, and all the great coaches in the Big 12.
He said we weren't playing in the Toy Poodle League. Is that what he said? Yeah, they take a lot of pride, that program in that city, from Phi Sama Jama to Elvin Hayes to really very good under Kelvin Sampson for years.
Absolutely.
But the Steak and Drew 1-2 punch are telling you the game is a pick 'em right now.
Yep.
I think the Florida Gators win the national title.
Yeah, Walter Clayton Jr. is absolute stud. They got so much depth. They're battle-tested out of the SEC. I know Houston has a stingy defense, 18-game national leading win streak, 35-4 on the season stake, but I like Florida tonight.
Think how fun this has been for Florida Gator fans. The amount of big games all year.
Oh, nonstop.
We got Bama.
Every night.
We got Tennessee. We got Auburn. We got Kentucky, you know.
Georgia.
Yeah, we're just... And then you roll through these unbelievable games in the tournament where Walter Clayton Jr. has to bail you out. And then they're just top to bottom. They got size. They're incredibly deep in terms of different things they can do. I like them tonight as well. A couple of other quick notes. Ratings for the Final Four up.
Yeah, CBS had their most watched Final Four since 2017. Keep in mind, all four teams were the number one seeds, the second time only that's ever happened, the first time since 2008. But Saturday's pair of games averaged 15.3 million viewers on CBS, the most watched in 8 years.